Hi, this is David E. from CKMS FM 102.7 Radio Waterloo. Today we have Barbara Ann. She's a country musician, and then she's joining us for an interview today, talking about her music, her art, and perhaps her process or whatever she wants to talk about. Yeah, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, how about you just give us like an introduction to perhaps yourself and your music?
All right. Well, yes, my name is Barbara Ann, and I'm a country singer from Southern Ontario. I currently reside around Windsor, Essex County. I've been pursuing my music career for about 5 years now, not too long. I found myself with some extra time on my hands a few years ago and decided to pick up a guitar finally because I always wanted to learn. I started self-teaching, and once I got some solid chords down, I started writing music. And once I started writing, I just couldn't stop. I remember performing my first song in a garage full of people, and one of the guys came up to me. He's like, "Oh, cool cover. Who sings that?" And I was like, "Oh, that's my song." And he's like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I think that sparked me to just continue. I believe that I have now really dove into the music, and it's become this passion that I knew I always had, and just been a lot of fun. I play acoustic guitar and sing and write my own music, so it's a lot of fun. Yeah, I've never written a song before that and never played guitar. I mean, about 15 years ago, I might have learned a chord, but I never actually like played music or performed or pursued music. And once I started writing music, I kind of fell into an awesome group of people who were really positive about what I was doing. And I remember my first show I ever had, I performed at a local fair down here, the Leamington Fair. And one of the guys that I was opening up for, he said that you have a 45-minute set. And I said, "I don't have that much time. I only have a half an hour." And he's like, "Figure it out. We'll see you Saturday." I was like, "Okay." So I just tried really hard to learn a few new songs. And looking back at the videos now, it was not good. But I mean, good enough. But to me, now being in this for a few years now, it's like, okay. Yeah. But it's a learning process, right? You learn how to entertain. You kind of learn all of it. Because I've never really entertained people either on a stage. So.
And what about singing? Like you've always sang, or like that also started?
I always wanted to. In high school, I did do some vocal classes, but I never sang. I never sang in front of people. My dad had a band, like an oldies rock band, and every once in a while I'd show up and just kind of jam out with them. But it's literally only been in the last 5 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a very quick start. I mean, I've done some busking and performing myself. Mostly considered myself a composer, producer, like studio musician kind of person. But then I past summer, just some side money kind of thing, I started busking and then playing some pub gigs with a friend and stuff. It takes a lot. Like even I came from like classical training and all that, but then like performing actual like songs people know in front of, you know, a group or whatever, it takes a lot of mental prep work.
It definitely does. I say that it's my full-time job outside of my full-time life, if that makes sense. It really is. There's so much put into it, put behind it. And I am such a person who likes to, especially like performing and whatnot, I'm very prepared. Like my band will come in and I have like, "Guys, this is what we're doing today." And if I get off track a little bit, I'm like, "Guys, this is what we're doing today. Like we have to learn this or do this." And you kind of just have to be able to multitask and know, kind of like have a plan before you're doing something. I think that's really helped me along the way. Just being organized. And I do a ton of research just by being new. I've met a lot of new friends in the industry and kind of watching what they do, learning what not to do, and just kind of watching yourself. You know, you see yourself from your first show, like I said, or last show, or this or that, or there's always that one song that you screw up a lyric to. So you sit and practice so hard, and guess what? Last Friday, I didn't miss a word. So...
Nice.
There you go. But
yeah, like I definitely can relate. Like I record a lot of my sets, Even like some smaller open mic gigs or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
When I have time, I just bring my little camera with me and record myself, and I don't like watching myself.
No.
Like, I don't know, it's just like I never, like, performance was never that big of a part in my like music interests, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever I do perform, I'm not like not interacting with the crowd. I'm whatever. I'm kind of in my little bubble, and then
yeah,
it's just not the most engaging kind of performance.
And I fell in love with the whole entertainment part and being able to talk to the crowd and do that. And I can be honest, I'm quite silly when I'm on stage, and I have a lot of fun with being able to interact to people, especially if it's my own music and not a cover. Trying to get them to be like, okay, hey, and then, you know, by the end of the song, they're singing your lines back to you. That's a really cool feeling. So
nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess it also just takes a certain kind of personality that maybe I just don't have.
Or a tequila shot.
Yeah.
No, I just.
Yeah. I looked you up like before doing this interview, and I listened to a few of your songs, and I came across a song called Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys.
Yeah, my band, it was kind of funny. Our last show, we were going to try to somehow throw that into the mix of one of our songs. Didn't work out like the way we planned. So I think for one of our next bigger shows, or even like the introduction. But yeah, I definitely know that song.
But Barbara Ann's your real name.
Barbara Ann, yeah. Barbara Ann is my real name. So,
And your band, is it like a staple band that you play together?
Yeah, so my guitar player, when I first started writing music, my first few songs I wrote, I said, hey, I really kind of want to maybe try performing, but I want some help. So I call him a kid because he's like 14 years younger than me. I said, hey, I want you to play music for me. How about I kind of did like my own audition for him, and he loved what I had, the music, and we've been playing together now for the last 2.5 years since I started like actually performing my music. And I brought on a bass player and drummer that kind of came together last year. So the four of us have been together for about a year now.
And do you also do the studio stuff together, or?
Yeah, I usually bring in my full band for all of our studio stuff. I did record an album out in Nashville, Franklin, Tennessee, 2 years ago. And that was just me going there for a few days. And they brought in session players from the area to play on my music. It was my vocals, lyrics, and everything. But it was musicians I had just met that day. Oh. They were awesome, by the way. The one guy like toured with Faith Hill, and I was like, oh, and you're playing on my song right now? What? It was kind of cool, but that's what they do. They're hired musicians to come in and play tracks on a lot, like so many different artists. But I definitely enjoy listening to my music after it's done and knowing that I played on it, my guitar player, my drummer, my bass player, and it's kind of like all of us. It's kind of like a, I know, inclusive feeling, especially because we practice once a week and we perform together. So it's really awesome to have them come in and be able to do that.
Nice. And you said the session musicians you just met that day, like they just came up with their parts just on the spot.
Yeah, I was told to, there's a place called Off the Row Studios, and I find a lot are like that. And they told me to send my charts and my music and my demos about 3 weeks before, just so the guys could listen to it and kind of get familiar together. And we met that morning, sat in the studio. I think it took them 2 to 4 hours to finish all four songs. And it was great. It was like the first time I was like, oh, I'm like, and they tell you, they're like, hey, if you don't like something, make sure you tell us, kind of idea. And I'm like, I liked all the stuff they did. Maybe it's because I was in the moment, but yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it could be just the background that I'm from, because I'm from a classical background. And like
yeah,
a lot of the musicians I work with, they're like, do you have my parts like all written out, you know, note by note? And I'll just go home and practice. And
yeah,
like doing more production in recent years, like session musicians, it's honestly a totally different story.
Do you play multiple instruments then?
I do. For school, like for undergrad, I got a degree in piano performance, but then I also taught myself guitar, and then guitar kind of extended to bass because they work similarly.
Yeah.
And yeah, so like I've been recording myself on like some of my music, just to like simpler stuff that I can track myself, that sort of things. But yeah, and then like now I've worked with more contemporary musicians and all that, and then like one of the guitar players in my program right now, he's like a regular, he's gigging all the time, touring all the time, and then like doing session work all the time as well. And then yeah, like it's just a whole different method to things,
right?
But yeah, right. And then the genre of country music, like that you just have you always enjoyed it, and then that's what you defaulted to when you started writing?
Yeah, you know, I grew up listening to so many different varieties of music, and honestly, like, even in my high school years, I wasn't even really a huge country fan. I was, and then when I got a little bit, I don't know, when I first started writing, I think I just started writing music, and all of the music that kind of came out, what I was really vibing with, what I was really liking, was more in the country genre. So I just kind of, I don't know, it just felt like me. It felt like what I wanted to do, and that's kind of why I stuck with it. And we do a little like country rock, but nothing too intense or anything like that. But I definitely enjoy it, and I love the country music industry and all the friends that I've met throughout playing and performing and everything. And it just, it's kind of my vibe, I guess. I love the cowboy boots, dance, like line dancing, all that stuff. I love it all. So I think that's just, it's me.
I feel like country music, like the genre, is a very approachable genre, and it's very community heavy, very engaging.
And I find even if you're not really a country fan, you're going to find a lot of music within the, say, country genre that a lot of people will like. Some people hate country and they think it's all sad songs about dogs and heartbreaks, but it's really not. Like, I haven't written any songs about dogs, but no.
Yeah.
No, but
I feel like not even that long ago, like when I was in high school, which is like 7-8 years ago, and then it seems like, or it could be just the teenagers around me, like it seems like a lot of people just dislike country to a very extreme degree, but then now it's kind of making a comeback, maybe
making a little bit of a shift comeback. Yeah,
because like when I was in Kingston for undergrad, and then there were different clubs and bars and stuff doing country night like every single week. And then people are actually going there, and the lines are like 2 blocks long. And I was like, what? This is like totally different from like what I thought, you know, right? People's opinions are on.
That's awesome though.
Yeah. That's great. And do you have, influences? Like for example, like artists in mind that like particularly inspired
you? Shania Twain. You know what? There's been a lot since I started writing. I originally fell in love with the music of an artist named Morgan Wade. She's not even really country. And she kind of also was a big influence on me to want to be able to write what I want, no matter what, kind of like if anybody's saying it. Like, it's my music. That's the whole reason why everybody writes their own music. I think you find different ways you can connect with people. But I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to think. I don't have a set artist that I love. I listen to so much music, and it's kind of funny, in the last year or so, I find myself listening to a lot of independent artists. And I meet some of them, or I'll hear one of their songs, and then now like my algorithm will just pop up like different artists, and I'm like I've never even heard of this person. And it's wild to see how big and how many artists are actually in this industry. You feel like a small little little piece of rice when you look around, and everybody's doing the same, everyone's doing the same thing. So for me, it's more about the sound, and if I can connect, if it's fun, I'll listen to every type of music. Like, in high school, I was really big into rap music, and that's like not this day rap music. So if that makes sense, like when it actually was music, I find. I don't know if that's, I'm not trying to be rude against a lot of rap music now, but I think I just, before it was different. There was more of like those beats where you can sing along and it's not just like,
but there's definitely a big like stylistic shift, you know, like, and then even within that genre, they have a very distinct like old school sound and then the the newer sound, and I totally get what you mean. But yeah, this might be a, well, okay, speaking of like old school or whatever, do you find yourself doing anything that's like not necessarily fitting the country, I don't know, genre and stereotype?
Like for what I perform, I guess?
For, I guess so, yeah. Or like in your, or like recorded songs.
You know what? I wouldn't say necessarily, but my band and I do like to do some sort of cover. Sometimes they're like different rock covers. Like we cover Sweet Child of Mine, like Guns N' Roses. And honestly, a lot of those songs go over so well with a country crowd. But we don't really branch out too much. My drummer was in a rock band forever. So we have practiced and done some like punk rock songs that you kind of just throw into your mix depending on what kind of crowd it is.
Right.
For me, myself, I do a lot of writing at home and I don't always bring out the songs to the band. Like a lot of them are, you know, maybe a little bit more emotional, not so much country, but like, and I don't always bring those songs out either because I find writing therapeutic sometimes. So sometimes it's just for me to write. But then if it's a good song and I think it could be a good song, then I'll introduce it to the band. But no, my bass player is really big. He's played, not big. He is actually like 6'5", but he's really tall. That came out funny, but maybe on purpose. He's played so much music and he plays a lot of like, he played in a funk band and sometimes we'll be up on stage and they'll just do like a funk beat and I'll make up words and we'll do like a funk for like a minute and a half. Just, you know, get the crowd dancing and
funk improv.
Yeah, exactly. Like be like, give me that funk, you know, and we just like, and it's so fun because the crowds usually do the, they're like, oh yeah, because you just hear that bass line and you're like, okay, let's dance, right?
that's really cool. I mean, like how you mesh everything in your performances. I feel like your band needs to like gel really well together for
we do. For I think from the start we all got along very well, and now that we've been doing it, and you know, you see your band almost every single week, you become friends. Like you go to their engagement parties now. You do, you know, you're doing other things rather than just band stuff. So it is really nice that we get along very well.
I mean, like that's kind of necessary for art. I feel like it's not just like if that connection doesn't happen, you're kind of treating them like coworkers,
and it, right, or like a session player, right? Yeah. Or if it's like you're like, hey, do this kind of idea. It's very rare for me to point and say, do this, but it's very good for me when I write and I can bring them a song and they're like, well, maybe it doesn't work this way, let's try it this way. And sometimes I'm like, oh, it actually works better the way you said it, because just musically wise, performance wise, sometimes you have to change things up and you kind of got to be open to it. But it is nice to have three people that are backing me, and also they believe in what I'm doing and what I'm singing. And it's now that we're all a part of it, it's nice to hear from them that this is the favorite band, their favorite band they've ever been in. So that's a cool feeling when my drummer tells me that and I'm like, well, you've been in like 10 bands. He's like, I know. And I'm like, okay.
Does your band have a name or is it just kind of like Barbara?
No, when I first started writing, I kind of wanted to make sure that, like, for me, I wanted to always be Barbara Ann. And if I had a chance to perform with a full band, I still want it to be my name. So sometimes we'll perform and we'll, you know, the Barbara Ann band, that sort of idea. We have talked about it, but I think that for us, the way that it works, it's, we had so many names come up, like Barbara Ann and the Beard Band. There's a lot of really weird ones that came up, and there's still, it's funny, we have a group chat on Instagram and every once in a while they'll put a new line as to what the band is, and it changes all the time. Like if I could look at it right now, I think it's something to do with the Bearded Boy Band or something really weird like that. And then the last one, just funny things, but yeah.
No, I've been in group chats like that all the time. Like, they just change their group name, like, every once in a while, and then you can't find it anymore, and then you just scroll through it.
What are we now, guys? What's our name now? So,
yeah, that's nice. Right, and then how about we talk a little bit about your, like, your writing process? Do you find yourself to have, like, a... Because you've been writing for quite a few years now, and then...
Yeah.
Have like a step-by-step process that you default to, or is it kind of just whenever the mood?
Honestly, there's sometimes when I'll make a couple hours for myself and I say, hey, I'm going to write today. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to take some of the ideas I've written down, maybe on my phone, where sometimes a line will pop in your head and you're like, ooh, I'm going to write that down for later because I think I could do something with it. And sometimes they are productive. Sometimes I sit there and I don't get anything done. And then there's other times where I'll be at home and out of nowhere, I'll hear something or something comes up in my head and I'll start writing a song and I'll finish it in a few minutes. My last two songs that I wrote in the same day within about an hour and a half. And I don't know what it was. It just something came out and I was like, oh, that's really good. I want to write another one. Then I wrote another song and we actually perform both of those songs now with the full band. We're recording one, almost done. And then the last one we just did a live music video for. So pretty excited to see how that will come out. But yeah, I also do a lot of writing with my boyfriend, and he is part of a band as well. He does solo, duo, full band, just like I do, but we also do a duo as well now. So him and I have written a lot of songs together. I really enjoy that. It's nice to sit down with somebody and be able to, like, write music together. I was talking about it with the other day. I've never really sat down with any other artist to write, like, say, another artist that I just met, but I'm hoping to, and I think that would be fun really one day. Sit down, someone that kind of like has your same vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and is your partner also a musician of the same like style and genre?
He's more of a, I think we call it like Southern Ontario rock. So, yeah, if you can picture that, it's like it's got your, you know, that blend of rock but country but also like Motown. Like, it's they're awesome, honestly. Their music's really good, and it's not really my same genre, but we have done some shows together, both as full bands, like my band and his band, and some like different shows together. So it's similar, just they're not a country band, right?
Mm-hmm. But your band, like, you know, blends other, like,
yeah, and I think that's why we can blend very well, because like exactly like I was saying, like we do some rock, we do some country rock, like that sort of. It's not just straight country where you're getting one thing for our show, right?
I mean, the variety really matters though, especially when you perform a lot. So that's very, very nice. And the themes of your songs, do you favor one thing, or is it just whatever comes to mind?
Theme wise, I don't necessarily know if I favor. I have really been into writing, I guess, happy, fun, drunk country songs, or like, you know, one's called Drunk Country Song. I've been having a lot of fun with just the writing, and I find that for me as a performer and as an artist, when I go and I perform, say, my full band or even my solo shows or what it is, I really engage with the crowd when I'm singing something happier than sad. And for me, I do still have sad songs and whatnot and write that, but I don't have just a set theme. So it is kind of more like, hey, I wrote this today, or I wrote that today. And sometimes I'll break out a sad song if it's the right time. But for the most part, honestly, I'm really upbeat, and I really enjoy that part of the music where, you know, I don't generally listen to too many slower ballads. So for me, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of more like, hey guys, let's have some fun. What can we do? What can we write?
Yeah. And you, like earlier you mentioned, you set aside time for you to write.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that's also a really good exercise too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Sorry? go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say it's busy. So I work full time and I do have three kids as well. So, my music, like I said, is my full-time project after my full-time life. So as much time as I have for it, I try to make it. So
that's very respectable. No, I was just going to say, I personally, like, in terms of like my music, I struggle with lyrics the most. And like, that's an exercise that I have not been doing. So perhaps I should start that. And just like, yeah, like just setting aside time for you to do it. And then like having more specific either things, stories, emotions to think about. It's a really good exercise, I find.
I think it is too. And like I said, sometimes they're productive, sometimes they're not. Sometimes I'll just go over stuff I've already gone over and try again, try again, try again. And, you know, sometimes a song won't hit till 6 months later where you're like, okay, this is where this song needs to go because I really like it. I've even recorded a song once that I took off. I recorded the song and released it, and then I took it down after because I wasn't happy with it. Mm-hmm. I still love the song. I perform it solo, but I haven't figured out how we need to do it with the band in order to record it yet.
Right.
So sometimes those things happen, I guess. I was in a hurry in the beginning and really wanted the song out, and I couldn't even listen to it. I was like, this is terrible. Just throw it out. Throw it out. So I rewrote some of the chord structures, and I perform it alone sometimes. But once the band and I have some extra time, I'm thinking after August, we'll have a little slower period throughout the fall and winter, not too many shows where we can just hang out and sit and maybe get a new, you know, 4 to 5 original songs in for next year. See what we can do there.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is about as much time as we have today. So I guess we'll cut the interview short. But yeah, really nice to meet you today. And
yeah, you too.
To hear about you processing your music. Yeah. And I'll make sure to listen to more of your stuff.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I guess to any of your listeners, if you say, make sure to give me a follow at Barbara Ann Music on all of my socials. And hopefully we'll get to meet again.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Take care.
Take care. Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye.